I'm so backwards on this camera.
So I don't know what episode this is of Stop Me If I've Heard This.
I think we're at 114.
114, something like that?
I think so. I think so.
But we're glad everybody's listening that is listening. That's something.
Yeah, thanks a lot. That keeps us. Art and I love doing this. We'd love it if you leave us a review on Apple and subscribe.
That'd be helpful.
Subscribe.
Yeah, I know you hear that word every time you watch a video now, but if you like it, listen to some more of it. That's
and
all.
I say we all subscribe to TikTok. That's the new thing. Is I'm going to go with TikTok.
Or
you know,
Trump calls it TikTok.
Fuck him. I'm telling you, I am laughing so hard this morning watching funny animal videos on TikTok. I thought I was going to die laughing.
Oh yeah.
And I did it purposefully. I thought, okay, he wants to pressure the Chinese. It's their company. You can't tell the company. I mean, you can't tell another company, another country to sell something.
Right.
I mean, Microsoft is in, they've been in negotiations to buy TikTok for a while, but
yeah.
Honest to God, I think this just makes Bill Gates go, well, of course he's not with Microsoft anymore, but maybe Microsoft will put on the brakes and go, oh, is this what Trump wants? Well then, no, let's not do this. Let's wait. You know, what a jackass.
Well, yeah, I wonder how many times
I've been calling him names on Twitter. So if I disappear,
I'm running out of names, man. I am running out of, we've run out of adjectives for stupid at this point. We've used every single one and we've come up with some new ones.
I know. And I just sound like I have,
I mean, come on. Every day there's a gaffe a day, just idiotic thing. Yesterday he was talking about Thailand.
Thailand. I know. Oh, MSN what? Did a whole thing on all the words he mispronounces during his speeches.
I think it was just trying to get people to stop making fun of him, some Yosemites. National Park. So they're
Yosemite,
not talking about
he
that.
Said Yosemite.
He said Yosemites.
Oh my God.
Call the Yosemite Yosemites. There's all those Yosemites out there in California.
He's an idiot. He's an idiot. He's such an idiot.
I think he's at least smart enough to know that he's not going to win at this point. I think he's starting to see it. You know, the only chance he's got is to somehow suppress a lot of votes. And I don't know, that's not going as well as he'd hoped it did either. Hoped it would.
Right. Well, yeah. I think hi, Crystal. I just wanted to say hello to her.
Hi, Crystal.
Crystal Conley. She's just a nice gal. Yeah, she's listening and watching.
Well,
so
she is
it's nice of her
gal.
To do that.
Yeah, hello? You froze up on me.
I think it's the new thing.
It's freezing up?
Well, yeah, my internet looks like it might be. Am I freezing up?
No, not either. I'm not sure if you froze up or just were thinking about what to say next.
I probably was thinking about what to say next.
And just hold your mouth in the same position.
My internet is going crazy.
With a good expression on your face. It always has to look like you're a serial killer or just special, very special.
Or that I love the one where you see people and they're talking and all of a sudden they go.
Their eyes are closed
and their mouth is
hanging open.
I noticed that there's a lot of delay in a lot of stuff right now. I think my internet's getting really bad lately, and I haven't. And on top of that, evidently the mail is now being held.
Slowed down. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
well.
Nice.
You get a postmaster general that's appointed by Trump, and that's going to happen.
It's amazing how, I mean, I watched Rachel Maddow the other day, yesterday, and it was just a clip from her show where she was talking to the London, she was talking to the ambassador to the UK, and
right.
Maybe he was deputy ambassador, but anyway, he'd been an ambassador to the UK for years.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about here.
And
yeah.
She was talking to him about how Trump had approached the some guy I don't remember who, maybe somebody in the Democratic
Corps
who approached him and said they wanted to do the British Open. at his Scottish golf course?
Right. So where'd he profit from it?
So he would profit from it?
Yeah. And so he would personally profit from it, which is against the Constitution. It's illegal, unethical. And that's what he told the ambassador, this assistant ambassador told him, no, you can't do that for Trump. You go and tell them you need to do that. That's against probably illegal and definitely unethical. And he did it anyhow.
He went to the British Parliament and said, we'd like to do this.
You know, these assholes, man, they think they're just completely act with impunity. I really hope after this is all done that there'll be a whole lot of charges retroactively filed against these jerks because they think they can get away with whatever they want to right now. And they've got to pay, man. They've got to pay the piper.
Yeah, there's going to be a watch, a big watch on that White House on November 3rd. Yeah. It looks like he will never concede to Biden.
Hard to say. I don't know. His pride might just make him go, screw you guys. I'm going home.
I know. And there should be no fly zones over the White House because, you know, he would really want to just get on a helicopter and go.
Yeah. Yeah, he would. He'd want to go to Russia or wherever he can.
Yeah, just fly him someplace where,
North Korea, Philippines, wherever he's
welcome. I've been watching that Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich on Netflix, too. I can only watch half an episode before I just want to go take a shower.
It's so hard to watch.
It's so gross.
Yeah, it is disgusting, man. Yeah, just watching TV now, it's like a minefield. You have to watch a little bit of reality. And they need to escape for another half an hour.
Because you can't believe it's reality. You still can't believe it's reality.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But anyway, I'm completely, completely enamored and in love with my city, though.
Yeah, Portland's been great.
Portland is so fucking awesome.
You know, one of my favorite moments of the occupation by by the feds? Was when somebody brought a loudspeaker and they were playing the Stormtroopers theme from Star Wars as the guys were marching down the street. That's Portland. That's so Portland.
I know. It's so great. It's just so great. I was just like, oh my God. And they had that occupation, you know, there was some issues. There's people that are infiltrating and doing terrible things, like what happened to the police, not police headquarters, but it was the police union building over in Lombard.
One of the precincts,
No, it wasn't a precinct. It's a police union building.
Okay.
It's not a precinct. Oh. And they set it on fire.
Yeah.
But I would bet that my house that was not the protesters.
Protesters apparently were actually begging with them, don't do this. You're unabling. That's what the word they use. You are unabling this movement when you do this.
Exactly.
You're actually getting in the way by and endangering lives on top of it. It's not about protest for that segment of it just wants to keep the chaos going. That's all they're interested in doing.
They're getting paid to do it.
I'll bet you 10 to 1
they're getting paid to do it.
Because it's holding back the Black Lives Matter movement.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
It's terrible. And it makes, you know, and that's the stuff that makes national news. And you kind of go, no, that's, I was talking to my friend in Canada this last week, my buddy Nick Enright Moran, and she's a fabulous comic. And we were chatting about, she said, what's going on down there? And I said, don't believe what you're seeing.
No.
You know, no. 98% of all the protesting doing that is going on in this city is peaceful.
Right.
And it's going on and it's moving out and it's going. They had a big protest out in Lake Oswego last night.
My nephew lives in Tokyo right now. And he was worried. He was scared for Portland because he saw the footage. He thought, oh God, what's happening? Your town's on fire. Well, yeah, one block, two block area has got this tear gas going, but and thankfully, that's been calming down, too, since the feds kind of backed off.
They're not using tear gas on us anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, they're trying to.
No, but they have pulled out. the federal troops. So, you know, I think they're probably in the wings. Probably there's still some forces out there.
Yeah. Well, I, it's crazy. And I just had a thought, and of course I should have written it down because guess what? It's gone. Anyway.
We should do this with a dry erase board, but go ahead.
I know. Yeah. The feds, the whole Fed situation was crazy. I was just also watching today, which of course we're switching gears now, so we're not talking about that anymore.
Oh, don't worry. We don't have gears.
Well, I was just.
We don't have gears. We don't have any gears.
Oh God, no.
Roll it along.
I was watching that great video that Donna, our friend Donna Richards, sent us. Did you see it yet?
I don't think I have.
Oh, it's great. It's a new Lincoln Project video.
Oh, Lucas, those guys are awesome.
And it's about this family that comes into this hospital room and they're all masked up and everything.
Right.
And their son is laying in this bed and he's going, Mom, Dad, what happened? And her mother goes to hug and goes, no hugging. He goes, why? The doctors won't tell me anything. What's going on? She goes, honey, you were in a bad accident and hit your head and you've been in a coma for 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. And he goes, what did I miss? Did I miss anything good? And then they proceed to go through this. It's fabulous. It's a fabulous commercial.
Did anything happen?
Yeah. And it's this family who are Republicans talking. Yeah. I mean, they're talking, you know, right. They're Trump supporters and they're all going.
Well, yeah. What? You know, the Lincoln Project is Republicans that are sick of Trump. That's the interesting thing about it.
Yeah. And they are speaking, you know, truth to idiocy.
Yeah. And they're not just sick of Trump. They're going after other Republican candidates across the country as well.
Right. I was amazed. Oh, here comes the sun now. I could see. I was also watching NBC, ABC. It's the 80th anniversary of Sturgis this weekend. You know, the bikers, the Sturgis Roundup, all the bikers all over the country go to Sturgis.
No, I don't know about that.
You don't, you've never heard of Sturgis?
No, I'm not, that much about biker culture, I guess.
Oh, well, it's this huge, it's been going on for 80 years, and they all ride their motorcycles to Sturgis. And
okay,
it's this little town in North Dakota, and it's just this mess. Maybe South Dakota.
I'm not surprised. There's one of the Dakotas. Something that big that haven't heard of.
And of course, there's just thousands and thousands of people there. No masks.
God.
No masks.
So.
They have a camera on them, and there's absolutely nobody masked up. If I lived in that town, I would be so pissed.
Oh my God!
See straight.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well,
and did you hear that the Atlanta, they opened the schools. The schools are open. The kids are wall to wall in these schools.
Yeah, I saw that one high school. Where was that? Where the high school kids were all just packed in the hallways and maybe one or two masks out of the whole crowd.
They're not allowed to wear masks. They're not allowed to wear masks, but sunglasses are prohibited. They can't wear sunglasses.
Okay.
And they're not encouraged to wear masks, so it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
These are kids.
Right, man. Kids are getting hurt by this for sure.
I don't know what parent thinks this is a good idea.
Yeah.
Taking temperatures, but.
Do we just live in a bubble or is it? How much of the country? I know Catherine went and did a job the other day, a hair and makeup job for, a Republican candidate. That's how bad she needs work. She had to think hard about it.
How did she make him look?
Shiny.
That's what I want to know.
She couldn't hide the scales, but... She said the weird part was that the woman was really friendly and really nice, and they got along like a house on fire, but she just couldn't hear what they were talking about. And, you know, she couldn't turn down the money. But guess who has all the damn money right now? It's the Republicans. It's a Republican senator in Oregon. I don't know which what her name is. She didn't say. But I wonder if she was a senator or just a congresswoman. In any case.
Was she an Oregon legislator? Mm-hmm. Because we don't have a Democrat.
Yeah, I don't think we had a senator either. She must have been a legislator. We have
a representative.
Yeah, it must have. I bet that's what she just got confused about. In any case, she felt bad about taking it. You know, it's kind of like working for the Nazi party, basically, going into
it. Take their money.
Yeah, take the money. Yeah, that's what she felt like. And guess what? Salem, you know, they're being really careful about all these protocols. You know, all the unions have all these demands that everybody's masked up, everybody socially distances, forehead thermometers. Nobody wore masks. She's like, she and like one other guy that she knew from Portland were standing outside away from everything, just going, can you believe this? What the hell's going on here?
They weren't masked up?
Yeah, like most of the crew was not wearing masks. Like, what's going on here? I thought we were all supposed to be super careful right now, and they weren't. And Catherine was just hiding from them the whole time, and she would have to slip in and do her makeup and touch it up in between shots, and then she'd just just back out away from the crowd. And
Portland is now on the watch list for cities with increased cases.
With increased percentage of positive test results.
Yeah.
Which is not good. But we're also, you know, our count is still a lot lower. But yeah, that's not, I don't want to hear that. According to the woman with the scarves, what the hell's her name?
Oh, Burks.
Yeah. According to her, she says that means that we're going to have a big spike coming up.
Yeah.
Which I don't know.
If you have positive cases,
there's going to be more.
Yeah, they're going to be
more hospitalizations.
In the hospital.
Yeah, right.
I was like.
But it's not necessarily more cases. It's more a higher percentage of cases per test.
Right.
I guess that's the thing they go by. And whenever it doesn't look good, whatever it is. It's getting everywhere.
Not when we go into the red on the maps, it's like, oh, that's not good. By the way, I just because I remembered it, and this is how we have to play this game. Our friend Nick Geza, who's been on our show, funny friend, my buddy, my old roommate from LA for
long time friend,
Nick went under the knife yesterday. He had open heart surgery.
Wow. Okay. Everybody think about
it. Yeah, it was
positive energy to that.
Yeah. He had been on the fence about having it when, you know, it's like anything else. When you go to the doctor, you go to one doctor who's a cardiologist and he says, get the stents.
Okay.
And you go to the surgeon and he goes, no, you need open heart surgery. And he was like going crazy because he couldn't
get don't know
anybody to say, well, yeah, I mean, the stents would last maybe 10 years.
Oh, okay.
You know, open heart surgery, you don't know, but he was also at risk for other things with open heart surgery. I mean, it was just like this, it was a big thing for him.
Very stressful. Wow. Scary.
And it turns out he went in, I don't know if you want me to say this, he needed it desperately. When they opened him up yesterday, it was very, very desperate.
Like really clogged up or whatever?
Much worse than they thought.
Well, good news that he went in. Oh my God, no kidding. Oh man, Nick, buddy, get better.
It took him, you know, his brother stepped up. His brother lived next door to the top cardiologist in Illinois. And he went over to his neighbor's house and goes, my brother's doing, hey, listen. And the guy said, send me his stuff. I'll take a look at it. And he's the one that called Nick and says, have the surgery now.
Wow. So
our friend is doing better. I'm hoping. I mean, he's just good, yesterday. Yeah. So we're hoping.
Look, keep us posted, man. I want to hear that he's doing well and recuperating and getting stronger. That's
it's
scary,
a terrible time to be in the hospital, though. That's what sure is. To that conclusion is that it's really hard to – he's in an ICU unit. And you think – well, at least, you know, he's in ICU, but, you know, in a heartbeat, that can change. They can need those beds. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's like, well, it's not like that was elective surgery either. That's life-saving surgery. It's not like he was just,
I just wonder.
Getting a nose job.
Yeah, well, He's been working on this since June. They told him in June. So it was kind of, I mean, it took a long time to get this done.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, but I'm glad he had it done. But I, you know, you wonder about people going into the hospital and then having a spike in the city that they're in. And all of a sudden, you know, there's another double risk.
Yeah, for sure. And he's in Chicago?
He's in, he had it done in Indiana. He lives in Indiana.
He's at St.
Anthony's in Munster, I think.
Okay. Well, we're thinking about you, man.
Yeah, we are.
Hope we're hoping everything goes great.
Yeah, he usually what listens good to, but I don't think he's listening now. But
I hope not. Because no, no. We're going to give ourselves a couple of heart problems here before we're done.
So, how is, let's have some happy news though. Let's have happy news. How's the puppy?
You know what? She's coming along nicely. She couldn't get any sweeter. She's just a picture of a sweet and kind of cheerful little puppy. And she needs confidence. She really needs confidence. I think coming from the streets, she's scared about everything. She's scared of butterflies and raindrops at this point. All you have to do is you say, come here. And she backs away like, whoa, no, what are you going to do? You're going to do something if I do. So we got to train that out of her. And she's learned how to sit. And she's had an upset tummy since we got her. I mean, we knew that when we got her. She's been taking meds for a bug that she and her two brothers had. And, you know, so hopefully that'll be done. And she's kind of irked up for breakfast and a couple of three times because she.
When do you take her back in to get her checked out?
Well, we called and they said, you know, it could just be that she's eating too fast. Give her a slow feeder, which is a little dish that they can only eat so fast. It forces them to slow down.
Oh, and, what is that? I want to buy one.
I know. I was going to say, do they have them for humans?
Yeah. Can I get that?
I'll do whatever. I'll put it on the table and lean over it. Whatever it takes. I need that just full of M&Ms and jelly beans. So.
Oh, my God. Don't even start.
But, yeah, so we got her that, and hopefully that'll make a difference. And we got the yard all beautifully fenced in. I'll have to post a picture of the gate that was finally installed.
Oh, do.
Beautiful
do post
new,
that. Yeah.
Bamboo gate.
Yeah.
And, we get it all. She can't escape through our yard to the best of my knowledge. And I don't think she
never
can.
Say never.
I'm never going to say never because she might go Hogan's Heroes on me.
I know. Has she been chipped? Are you chipping her? Did you chip her?
We haven't chipped her yet. Uh-uh.
Yeah, I got to get chipped myself.
We probably should. If she makes it out of this yard, though, I don't think she's going to get two blocks because she just runs out in front of cars and she'll do anything if we're not careful. So we got to make sure.
She's just a Tijuana.
That's true. She's got to be on the streets where the action is. I don't know. But she's sweet, and the yard's looking good.
Carlos and Charlie's.
We were shopping for a little statuette for our pond this morning. We went out to this place in deep southeast Portland and got this cement kind of Buddha to put on at the top of the waterfall.
Oh, so nice.
It's going to be the ultimate in serene in our backyard. Very
soon. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So if I can ever do your steps, I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I'll post a video for sure.
Okay.
We got to bring the doggy over to meet you, though, for sure.
I would love that. I can figure out. We can. Well, it's hard because I don't have a fenced yard, but I'm having so many more dogs in my life that I'm going to have to think of something that I can do to actually make my backyard able to, so that when we sit outside, that they can let their dogs go. You know?
Yeah, right. Where you can just
so
have,
I have
a
to figure out
baby
the boys
gator.
Next door have a. A
kennel?
Wire thing that they roll,
right,
and then they roll out across their driveway.
Okay,
but I have a gate that needs to be it's open, so it's not it has to be fenced off. But I'd love to see her. I'd love to meet her. She's I love the pictures, and that picture is getting a ton of hi Annie. Annie Cook is watching.
Nice. So yeah, that's been a light, you know, to go to the park now that with the dogs in the park, there are a ton of COVID baby dogs out there now. A lot of quarantine puppies out there. People
Here's
need
the deal,
some companionship.
Yeah, people do. It's the only problem is that they've now established that dogs can get it.
It's a different thing, though. It's a form of COVID, but it's not COVID-19, from what I hear. So, and they can't pass that off on to parents or people. So that's, you say,
oh, good.
People, oh, what the hell? Who, something just happened to the microphone.
Oh, I don't know. I'm okay.
It could probably just my earbuds, and people think I'm just freaking out. I just had an embolism or something. It's getting dark. You're getting dark in here? I can't hear anybody.
I know.
Here's something that made me laugh the other day.
Yeah.
Seth Meyers, a little bit about the NRA trying to be disbanded out of New York.
I know. I think
you heard about
so
that?
Fabulous. Yeah. I
know. He goes,
Trump's going crazy about it.
Yeah. He goes, yeah, you know, and our thoughts and prayers are with you.
That's one of those ones I tweeted it at the real Donald on Twitter.
Ah.
I just went, once again, you flipping, you know, Joe Biden gets in, you can kiss your Second Amendment goodbye. I'm thinking, you don't even know what the Second Amendment is, you jackass. And second of all, no one's going to take your fucking guns.
Nobody's trying
Here's
to take anybody's
deal.
Guns. Yeah, no.
Everybody needs to get rid of their AKs and ARs and all those semi-automatic and automatic weapons. They need to get rid of those. Those need to go. Those have belonged no place but in a theater of war. That doesn't belong in your next door neighbor's house at all.
You don't need a combat weapon to go deer hunting.
Fuck no.
It's just a fun thing for them. And you know, okay, you know, you get your hobby. That's cool.
Handguns really, are bad enough.
Yeah, come on.
It's just insane. And of course, you know, but I tell you something, I find a lot of solace and I get a lot of, it's like I can yell back at him. It's, you know, it's a way of yelling back at him. My friend, Patty Shields Stevens, said the same thing. She goes, oh, it's so cathartic. You can actually call him a jackass.
Uh-huh.
And he probably reads it because he probably does.
Wow,
I'm sure I'm going to get blocked sooner or later. So anyway, but.
Yeah. I can't believe he went on with that Axios reporter the other day.
What a beautiful moment that was. And they're showing it all over YouTube. They're doing
He just must have been just incensed at that someone tricked him into going and talking to somebody who's going to actually hit him with some hard questions and follow-up questions to boot.
And asked to look at his charts.
<That's> They looked like they were done in crayon.
He pulled out all those. Oh, I got this chart right here.
You see, this pink one is bigger than the blue one. And that's good for the U.S. It's way lower than the world.
Well, did you know that he had a birthday? This just cracked me up. He had a birthday. You know, his birthday was like the other day, like 2 days ago. So was Obama's, but I hope they're not born on the same day because that's scary. But Melania, she tweeted and went on social media and said, happy birthday to the U.S. Army. She didn't, it was anniversary for the U.S. Army.
Oh.
She didn't say one word. That's a marriage made in heaven, right there.
Wow, kidding.
Yeah, that's a.
Wow, that's no kidding. I'd just like to wish a happy birthday to the hostess Twinkie, which is 40 years old today. Not my husband.
I know. It's like, what? I don't have anything new. That's a surprise, isn't it?
How can we? We're stuck.
I know.
Guess what?
What?
I'm going camping this weekend. I'm going into the woods and I'm going to brave the restrooms. That was my biggest concern. I'm going to be wearing like basically a beekeeper's outfit when I go in there with a welding mask and like a mask.
I am so glad you're taking all your wipes and stuff.
Well, nobody has any wipes anymore. Nobody's going to have those until next 2021. But we have.
Well, I mean, I can make my own wipes. I just have Clorox and water. And
we have stuff to disinfect, and we're gonna do. There we go. That's how I know.
There you go. I hadn't heard that.
That's
there you go.
5-minute warning. God. So we're going up to Timothy Lake, and my sister and her family and her husband and daughter are going to go up there as well. And they have like little sailboats and things. And
I'm so glad.
We're going to swim and there's no fires allowed, which is a huge drag. Cause that's to me, the main event of camping.
I know.
So we'll just have to huddle around the
lamp. But you know,
just warm.
There's fires outside of Hood River on 35. That's why.
Yeah, it's been a drought season. It's not the warmest it's ever been in the summer.
Yesterday was so great because it rained. Oh, God, it was so nice.
Yeah, it was great.
It felt really good that it rained.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is how our life is going. I wanted to ask, we'd love it if you would post on our page because I was thinking, how are people now? In September, it's going to be 6 months that we've been sheltered and, basically been, confined to our houses and social distancing.
Yeah.
Give us a picture of what are you doing? What are our listeners doing? Show us a picture of how are you out playing in the water with your kids? Are you doing something that's fun? How are you? Are you reading any good books? I need books to read. I'd love ideas on books to read. I've missed reading and I've tried to get away from the screen now. So I've been reading books.
Oh.
And I read a really good book by by the name of John Hart. If you're kind of a mystery person, John Hart wrote this great book. It's kind of old. It's called The Last Child by John Hart. It's a good summer read. It's a great summer read. But
wow, nice. Yeah, that's what people need more of.
Let us know what you're doing.
Well, yeah. And here's one more thing I mentioned. I know I just want to talk about my own life, but you said
what else you got?
Some happy things. Catherine and I had our 20th anniversary weekend, Wednesday, whatever day the 5th was.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't rent a big facility and have a bunch of guests, but we did get reservations at a nice restaurant in Northeast Portland called the Chameleon, which has a beautiful patio out back. It's dreamy.
Oh,
and the tables are 15. We were 20 feet from the nearest other guests.
Perfect.
So it was, I felt safe and there was a breeze going and it was warm. Perfect. And they have the most wonderful, wonderful food there. Everything they do, it's just perfect. So yeah, we were able to actually celebrate, and Liam came along. That was nice, actually, because he was actually at the wedding, still just an embryo.
In utero.
Yes, he was there. Yeah, but
one of the best weddings I've ever been to.
That was really nice.
Hands down, one of the best weddings I've ever been to.
We were able to rent a band called Three Leg Torso, which has gotten bigger since. It's kind of Eastern European, gypsy band almost. It's kind of hard to explain. But they were just great, just background music. And Catherine and all her model friends
were there
from the fashion community. So they stayed an extra couple of hours just rubbernecking.
I'll tell you something.
Awesome.
I had the best time. I was at your wedding. Dave was at your wedding. Boats and Val were there. Val Johnson. The comics table was just flipping hysterical.
Oh, yeah. I wish
we were just...
been able to spend more time just with the comics.
We were dishing, but it was fun. It was all in good fun.
Yeah.
It was
not you didn't fun. Get to stay, I don't think, till late enough when people started jumping in the pool with their clothes on.
I went home.
Yeah, it got fun.
I don't want to see that.
It was good. People were getting drunk and sloshed, and her cousin Dick, whose farm it was on, has a swimming pool, so people were hopping in.
My
five-year-old nephew came up to me. At one point, he goes, "This is the best wedding I've ever been to in my whole life."
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good one.
A good
congratulations on 20 years. That's wonderful.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a lucky guy.
Well, I know. I'm surprised that she hasn't pulled the plug. Never say never. She made it 20. You know what the anniversary gift is? China.
Oh, did you get some?
You know what? We inherited.
Are you going to go?
So
are you
going
to go to China? Or are you going to?
We're going to get the China virus.
Yeah.
We have so much China from her mother mother's collection. We have boxes and boxes of it.
I have coveted a lot of the china that you have from Catherine's mother. It's beautiful.
Well, we should give
absolutely
you some
beautiful
of it, because we have a lot of it. And we're not.
Well,
doing
I don't
anything.
Need it. Nobody comes to
you
my.
You know
house.
Where to put it?
Nope. Yeah. Oh, well, I don't have that either. But dinner parties are off limits. In fact, I'm lucky. My niece is coming to dinner tonight.
Yeah. I didn't mean to ramble on about that, I had to say thank you to Catherine, my beautiful, smart, funny wife, for putting up with me for 20 years. And
she's kept you young.
Yeah.
She also kept you alive.
You're right. I got lucky. She literally did CPR on me when I had my heart event 18 years ago.
She saved your life.
Yeah, I owe her always taking out the garbage.
Good
always.
So anyway, all right. Well, I've had a good time today. It was good to see you.
Yes, it was good to see your face.
For those of you who didn't watch,
it'll be on. You can just go to our Facebook page and it'll still be there. You can watch it later.
Hey,
if you like.
And we're going to post it, of course, and it will come out as a regular podcast. So again, I'm begging Apple Podcast, give us a 5-star rating. I'm not even going to tell you, don't do that. If you can't say, give us 5 stars, don't give us anything at all.
And also, before we get out of here, we would really need to mention that at the end of the month, we're doing a Zoom fundraiser.
Yes.
To raise money for Amy McGrath's candidacy against Mitch McConnell.
Watch for your invite. Yes,
watch
the
invite
will come out. Mm-hmm.
August. I'm in blank. It's the 29th. Is the day
29th of August, and it will be a 7 o'clock Zoom show with some fabulous comics. Our buddy Nancy Norton's going to join us.
Right.
Susan Jones is going to join us.
Carl Wolfson.
And Carl Wolfson's going to join us.
We're asking people to donate $10 to the cause. Susan and I aren't going to make a penny off of this.
Nobody's making money.
But we're going to give whatever money is donated to the campaign. So anyhow, we'll hear more.
It's going to go to Amy McGrath to defeat Mitch McConnell, and the show's going to be called Laugh Him Out of Office.
Yeah.
So
great.
Stop by, have a cocktail, and laugh with us, and help us put this wonderful woman in office. So.
Uh-huh.
All right, everybody.
Okay.
It's been fun.
Yeah, thanks for listening.